Asylum seekers can keep using subsidized daycare in Quebec after the Supreme Court ruled on Friday that denying them access amounted to gender-based discrimination.
I was ecstatic, super happy.
Sibella Toul is one of the lawyers who argued the case. Since 2019, she's represented the Daycare Access Coalition, as well as a mother from the Democratic Republic of Congo, who took on the case after she was denied subsidized daycare despite having a work permit.
It's like a very personal case to me because it was a friend of a friend who was a refugee claimant and she didn't have access to daycare. And I decided to find a way to contest it and with my firm. So at the beginning, we contested in front of the Superior Court of Quebec.
Initially, Quebec's Superior Court didn't find any discrimination based on sex. But in 2024, the Court of Appeal did. Since then, many refugee claimants regained their access to the low-cost daycare. One of those is Sahair, who found out she was pregnant shortly after arriving in Montreal, with her husband still back in Sudan.
During my pregnancy, I was alone, and then I gave birth alone. So, and then I have to take care about my son alone also. That's so difficult and heavy.
She's still waiting for status so that her husband can come join her. In the meantime, she says getting her son into low-cost daycare was necessary to start her life here.
If I didn't get subsidized daycare, I cannot learn, I cannot get work, I cannot do anything because I have to take care about him.
If you're a parent, especially a single parent, and you don't have childcare, you can't go to work. So you have a work permit, but you're shut at home. You're reliant on welfare, and you don't really have another option, right? There are French classes offered by the Quebec government, but if you don't have childcare, you can't attend those French classes. So we really saw families who were essentially shut in their homes.
Melissa Clace is Director of Development and Impact at the Welcome Collective. The organization helps refugee claimants access everything from low-cost housing to a winter coat to subsidized daycare. And they're one of the groups who fought to regain that low-cost access.
For the families that we accompany, virtually all of those families, not having access to the subsidized rate means not having access to childcare.
This latest decision will keep that access that was won back in 2024 and that the government of Quebec appealed, but it will also broaden it. The appeals court said that daycare spots could go to refugee claimants who had work permits. The Supreme Court says that work permits aren't necessary. Still, Le Devoir reports that CAC leadership hopefuls Bernard Drainville and Christine Fréchette have both vowed to use the notwithstanding clause to bring this daycare access ban back. Parti Québécois leader Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon called the Supreme Court justices ideologues, and even the Liberals, who've called the policy discriminatory, haven't fully ruled out the notwithstanding clause, according to Le Devoir. The Liberals' Media Relations Office didn't get back to CKUT after we requested clarification. Clay says that all of these politicians are missing the bigger picture. When they want to deny access to these kids, only about 2% of all of those using subsidized daycare.
Do they want refugee claimant families to be stuck on welfare, or do they want them working and contributing to our society and our economy? Do they want women to be stuck at home, not being able to work or participate in society? Or do they want women to participate in society and have equal rights and equal participation to men? I think these are the questions that those politicians should be asking before they jump to things like the notwithstanding clause.
For her part, Atoul's optimistic that Friday's Supreme Court decision will hold.
I'm not sure, no matter what people are saying right now, the decision just came out. They're all trying to capitalize on it. They have sort of cultivated this really xenophobic base that I don't think is representative necessarily of the majority. But so I think the reactions are very strong at the moment. That being said, I don't necessarily think that that's something they will all follow through on, especially when it comes to, you know, Liberals or PQ.
But even if they do use the notwithstanding clause, she says she's ready.
The only thing we can do is fight. You know, they said, oh, we're going to use a notwithstanding clause. I'm going to fight it anyway.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.